Today's passage reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 5,500 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, Estonia, Belgium, Netherlands, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, Kenya, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, Nigeria, Swaziland, South Africa, Botswana, Cote d'Ivoire, Gabon, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and television viewing audiences. This is the third session of Spiritual Love. As I told you in the last session, no matter how fluently you speak human languages and no matter the number of beautiful words of angels you may speak, if you fail to possess love, you are deemed to be nothing more than a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. On the other hand, words of love can restore life. Today, prior to preaching the messages, let's look at the appearance of the clanging traditional Korean musical instruments called the small gong, and reflecting on the last session's message, we'll listen to its sound. Let's listen to the sound of clanging gong. This light, small gong, whose inside is empty, makes a really clamorous noise. Many of you, the viewers around the world, have difficulties in understanding what the clanging gong is like, because the gong is a Korean traditional instrument. Symbols are very similar to the traditional Korean small gong. Symbols are used to support the rhythm of performance of the orchestra. We have prepared both symbols and the gong. Let us listen to the sounds of the two instruments. But unlike cymbals, gongs are made of heavy and thick metals. Now let's listen to the sound of the gong. Please compare the sound with the sound of the former instrument. Gongs send out deep and well-balanced sound, unlike the former instrument. I believe that after you listen to the former messages, you have prayed to avoid noisy words like the sounds of cymbals and to speak the words full of love and practice them. It's the same with the prayer. For some people, when they pray, they pray in such a peaceful voice, but for some other people, they make a noisy, loud noise, so it doesn't sound good. Even for the same prayer, according to what kind of attitude and heart you have, the sound comes out differently. Is it true or not? So, what kind of sound do you make when you pray? Should I imitate you? Some people, I'll just do it with the other tongue. I'm sorry. Before the gem crafting and polishing work, the original stone of the expensive cut stones is a rough gemstone. The rough stones are refined and made into precious, shining, and beautiful jewels through the laborious work by hand. In the same way, if your heart is refined by our God Himself, who is more considerate and patient than we are, it can turn the heart into the most precious and valuable crystallization of His love. It is very important for you to patiently endure every process in which you are refined by God and practice the Word of God as your heart changes. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you may change quickly and practice the Word of God so that you can possess the precious crystal called spiritual love. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's scripture tells us, if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. The greatest gift of all gifts is love. Let's look into the meanings embedded in the verse and words before we look into the contents of the verse as a whole. First of all, Cambridge Advanced Learner's Dictionary refers to prophecy as a statement that says what is going to happen in the future, especially one which is based on what you believe about a particular matter rather than existing facts. The spiritual meaning of prophecy is that a person receives the heart of God in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and tells, advises, and predicts what has been inspired into his heart. As 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 says, "For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but man, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God." It came from God, the prophecy. As said, prophecies cannot be made by an act of human will, but men who are moved by the Holy Spirit can speak from God. During the 80s, I gave many prophecies. Those who were there in the church during that time, they know very well. I told the order of the presidents, who will become first, the first President Roh Tae-woo, and then President Kim Young-sam, and then Kim Dae-jung, and Mr. Kim Jong-pil will become the second man. And during the 80s, I told everything on the pulpit. If you remember, please raise your hands. So, you see, it was done as it was said, because God showed me in the order and why Mr. Roh Tae-woo would become, and how many votes he would get, and also next, Mr. Kim Young-sam would be the president, but also how he would become, and then it was President Kim Dae-jung. First it was, God showed me this flower wagon going into the Cheongwadae, the Blue House, the presidential palace. The first was Roh Tae-woo, and then God showed me Mr. Kim Young-sam, and then Kim Dae-jung, and God showed me Mr. Kim Jong-pil couldn't go in, but he was just watching at the back. And then he also let me know President, current president. So men who are moved by God and by the Holy Spirit can speak from God. According to God's timing, He has chosen men of God and permitted them to prophesy what would happen in order to accomplish the kingdom and righteousness of God. God has let all the prophecies of God fulfilled in the future so that mankind could believe in the living God. And God tells His children what will happen in the future and let them walk according to His will so that they can prepare for the future. From the founding of the church until today, God has revealed many prophecies. There are many times that God has let me announce what would happen in the future. For example, God has let me know what would happen both in and outside Korea and to political leaders, and I announced it to church members beforehand. The prophecies have been fulfilled as said, and you have witnessed it. Some remaining prophecies are being achieved. Also, God has let me tell the church the trials and afflictions that would come so that the church and I could overcome them. In particular, God has revealed to me the secrets that would happen in the world and told me what kind of ministry I should do to lead countless souls to salvation. Even now, to this day, God has been teaching us in detail about the world mission and the grand sanctuary and guided us. That's why, if you have stayed awake, you could have understood through the messages preached how the kingdom of God has been accomplished. And you could have found at what point you stand in the midst of God's human cultivation. Now, the time when the second advent of our Lord to take the saved children of God back is very near. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2 says, "For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night." But the day of the Lord will not come like a thief. To those who understand the will of God, walk in the light, watch and pray. Even if you, they say they believe, if you, because they are not prepared, the day comes like a thief. They don't know. In the 90s, there was a rumor that the Lord would come. Then God told me about it. Why God let this happen? Why Satan works this way? Then after this kind of thing, what do the people feel? They don't believe even if somebody says the Lord is coming. They don't believe. Then what is the will of God? During the last days, at the end of time, salvation doesn't come just by professing, "I believe you, Lord." God wants to find the true faith. Those who truly believe, even after this kind of thing, even after the rumor of the date of the Lord coming back, and even after something like that happens, He will still keep His love. But those who don't have true faith, they will just go back to the world. But these people with the true faith will keep their faith and keep their love for God. And God wants to save these people. It is a way to distinguish between different people. Because they were saying the Lord is coming, just anybody would just pretend to be believing. But God wants true faith. Thus, through the prophecies, we cannot only accomplish the kingdom of God according to His will, but also stay awake and adorn ourselves as the brides of the Lord to receive Him when He comes again. The gift of prophecy mentioned in today's passage does not only refer to the prophecy as a gift, which is specially given only to specific people. Many of you have already been given this prophecy. What does it mean? Anyone who believes in the Lord and those who know this, if I ask you now, you already understand. Do you have the prophecy? Then please raise your hands. I once explained to you before, but because you didn't imprint it in your heart. You are not imprinting it in your heart. Then if you did, then you must have raised your hands. The gift of prophecy mentioned here means that anyone who believes in the Lord and lives in the truth can communicate with God and know and predict the things that will happen in the future. But the people of the world cannot understand them. For example, you know and predict that the children of God will resurrect in the future and enter the kingdom of heaven. And you will know in advance that when our Lord returns, those who believe in Him and are alive will be lifted up into the air and receive Him there. Moreover, you know and believe that the saved children of God will enjoy 7 years of a wedding banquet and enter heaven after the millennium kingdom. During this time, the unsaved people will receive the 7 years of great tribulation and fall into hell after the great judgment if they fail to gain the gleaning salvation. You know, the Lord is coming to take us. You know what will happen in the future. But the people of the world have no prophecy, even if they have much knowledge. That's why they believe that everything ends after death. They cling to the worldly lives that are passing and temporal. They may say or think, what kind of tasty food shall I eat today? Will my income increase this month? I have to purchase my own house that is cozy and comfortable to me, or I hope my child is able to enter the best school. They live a tough life for just a few decades of well-being, as if they were being chased by something terrible. But you know that the rivers flow and flow and reach the sea. In the same way, through the messages that have been preached from this pulpit, you who are in Christ have already known from where mankind came, where we are going, and where we'll ultimately arrive when our last day passes and the sun finally sets. If you keep the truth in your mind, it'll be very beneficial for you. Today, one fine art professor, and also one from the best university in Korea, they came, visited me. They once were touched by my messages. Once they attended our seminar in Gangwon-do, and they remembered me. Then, last time he got into a traffic accident, so his arm was broken, and I saw the scar, and it was big. And if a soccer player injures his knee, his life as a player is finished. And he's a fine art professor. He's an artist. And if he breaks his right arm, because he's drawing with the right arm, his life as a painter is finished. It's same with a writer. Writer, maybe they can do something, but it's not easy to develop left hand again, the skills with the left hand, and do it again. So even after surgeries, he couldn't use his arm. He couldn't use his wrist, he couldn't lift up his arm, and his fingers didn't move. So he couldn't lift up anything, so he was shocked. So who did he remember? He remembered me. So last week, he received prayer. And today he was telling me, and last week he received the prayer, and he went back, and in the hospital, they said it would take, they have to see after 3 or 6 months whether he would be able to use his hand. Right now, they couldn't tell. And he received prayer last week, and immediately he began to use his hands. So he has the painting, so he even painted a little bit, and he can lift up his hand, and he can now lift up his hand, so he can hold the brush. So he came to receive one more prayer. Then when he was receiving the prayer last week, Pastor Heejin Lee was there, and she explained immediately what happened in the arm. The ligament was crooked, and And she explained, and this professor, this artist, professor of the Seoul University, he was so surprised and that, oh, you know exactly what the doctor told me even without seeing. So he was very surprised. So she sees with the spiritual eyes, so she knows, even in the inside of the body. So of course the doctor, they have to examine with the instruments. So he said the same thing again. How could she tell me the same thing as the doctor told me? And today also, she said, before the ligaments were lengthened and extended, and now the S-shape crooked ligaments were now straightened, and the cells are now going back to the original positions. And after prayer, these changes took place. And he's painting some painting every week in Joseon Ilbo for about maybe a half page every week. And it is God's grace. It is very difficult to put a one painting. And before he was very busy painting, but before the accident, he already finished 4 weeks paintings, so the paintings could have been on the newspaper every week. So now he is healed, so he can now begin to draw again. How blessed you are that you know what will happen in the future and look up to and live in the truth with the sure hope. You will surely arrive at the joyous conclusion because you are seeking the everlasting and spiritual things instead of the things that are passing and meaningless. As much as you live in the truth, walk in the light, and sanctify your heart, you can communicate with God and prophesy the future in the clearer inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We cannot know what will happen even today. So how happy and successful our lives will be if we are able to exactly foresee and receive the inspiration about what will happen. Today's scripture says that if you have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, but do not have love, you are nothing. If a person has the gift of prophecy by which he can clearly predict what will happen, but does not have love, what will happen to him? Then he may use the gift for his personal benefits and not for the kingdom and righteousness of God. Some of you may wonder how a person with the gift of prophecy would dare to do something like that. Of course, the gift of true prophecy is not given to just anybody. Because prophecy is something spiritual, and using the gift in a wrong manner can make the person become proud, God does not give this prophetic gift to just anyone. However, even though you have not reached the complete level of faith, if you meet the conditions of justice, God can give you the gift of prophecy and accomplish His works through you. But you may be changed if you lack the love for God and the souls, for you are not perfect. You may seek your own benefits, including asking for money and trying to receive glory. But if you possess true love, your heart will never change. If those of you who changed, those who changed your faithfulness, those who cooled down in your faithfulness, in your heart, your trust, or your faith, if you have those things have cooled down, if you had true love, you cannot change even between husband and wife. No matter how greatly you may be used with the gift of prophecy, you will never be proud but endeavor to use it for the kingdom and righteousness of God rather than for your own benefits. No matter how great the talent, ability, or power, including the gift of prophecy, nothing is greater than love, and we are nothing without love. It is the same with the gift of prophecy in a broader sense. Even though you children of God know and predict what will happen in the future exactly and clearly, it does not mean that each of you possess true love. No matter how many words of God's will and providence you have heard and understood, not all of you love God with a true heart. For these reasons, people ask about some church workers, saying, "How can a church worker do such things?" The church workers profess their faith in God, but they hear such words because they have no true love and do not become the light to the world. Even the people of the world can see that much. Our Father God gives you the gift of prophecy because of His love for you and guides you to the path of salvation. Then what kind of children does He expect? Above all else, what God wants His children to have more love rather than strength. So I wish for you to examine again whether you have the gift of prophecy but do not have love. How good love is between husband and wife, between brothers in faith, between parents and children, and between, of course, between God and us, and even between creatures, we men. How good it is to have love. Before the evening service, one family came to see me, so I asked them, "Have you had any quarrels between husband and wife?" Then I knew they didn't have, and so they said no, not even once, ever since the marriage. And I asked the husband, "Have you ever intended to love another woman?" And he said, "Never, never." I asked whether he lived outside. He said, "No, he never did." Even though before he became a believer, even though he drank, he came and slept in the house. So the husband said, "My wife helped me out a lot." And when I see that kind of family, I become happy. Between husband and wife, and also their children, they are in colleges, and their children also look very happy. They have good faith, and they are smart, and they look very happy. If you have love, it's very good. Between brothers, between sisters, between husband and wife, parents and children. If you have true love, you will never intend to cheat anybody. You will not try to cause any damage to your brother. You will try to give and serve. And you will humble yourself. And you will not hurt. You will not speak words that will hurt the feelings of other people. Let us all have this true love. Next, today's scripture says, "If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge," what do all mysteries and all knowledge refer to? Mystery indicates the secret that had been hidden since before the ages, namely, the way of salvation through the cross. What is the way of the cross? It is the providence of God for the salvation of mankind who are destined to death. In Europe,
uh,
From Belgium, you have Pastor Reverend Guy Davids. He went to Angola and had a pastor's conference and also a handkerchief crusade. And that Bible school changed their name into Manmin Bible School. And many churches joined as a branch church. And even though this pastor is not from our main church, he's a pastor of a branch church, and he went to another church and had a pastor seminar. And that Bible school, Bible college in Angola changed its name into Manmin Bible School, and many people were healed through the handkerchief crusade. And they gave glory to God with the name of Manmin. So this is the providence of God for the salvation of mankind who are destined to death. So he testified to the message of the cross, this pastor. So pastors were changed. They listened to so many messages, but they find this new, very new and true word of God. And he taught a little bit of Genesis lecture, and everybody was so surprised, and they were awakened. And when God's power also was manifested, without this providence of God for human salvation, you and I were going to the eternal death, hell. Since the first man, Adam, disobeyed the word of God and sinned, he and all his descendants, all men, became slaves to the devil and were forced to live a miserable life. And in the end, they were destined to being cast into the fire of hell and tormented forever and ever. Men were formed in the image of God and expected to become the children of God. But since sins entered, mankind has committed all kinds of sins, including hatred, quarrels, envy, jealousy, adultery, murder, and suffered all kinds of disasters and diseases that have resulted. God the Father predestined the providence of salvation since before the ages, and when the time came, God let His only begotten Son be crucified, so that the penalty of all our sins was paid, and we could be set free from the devil, the ruler of the world. Thus God saved us in a miraculous way. This miraculous way of salvation is referred to as the way of the cross. And how could this way of salvation be accomplished? How did sin come into man? Why were angels made? And how were the evil spirits created? And why God began this human cultivation? And why God placed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? And why God made this Garden of Eden separately? And how did sin come into man? And how can we remove this sin and become a sinless children of God? And this is the secret. This secret is Jesus Christ, the way of the cross. And it is very amazing to know this secret. And wherever we go in the world, there are not many people who know this. You know it very well, but there are few people who know this. So when we teach these secrets, the pastors are, their thoughts are broken. So even when I was a non-ordained pastor, still when I was speaking in revival meetings, I was speaking in a pastor's churches, and just if I preached on Monday, I give my testimony on Monday night, and in the morning also, in the dawn and daytime. And in the evening, I preach this message of the cross, why Jesus Christ is our, well, Jesus is our Savior. After this, everybody is same, whether old or young pastors. They kneel down before me. I was just a non-ordained pastor. And they confessed I was a hireling that in front of the view of the every member. And so, we know that this message of the cross is so powerful and so life-filled, and what kind of secret this is. We explain exactly, not just like that. That's why pastors, their thoughts are, pastors' thoughts are broken and they change. This providence, why is that this way of the cross a mystery? This providence for salvation was fulfilled in secret within the authority of God and could not be measured by anyone but God the Trinity. Since before man sinned, the Almighty God knew in advance what would happen. Since before the ages, God prepared Jesus who would become the Savior for mankind, but He kept it secret until this providence of salvation was fulfilled. If this plan for salvation had been revealed, God's providence for salvation through Jesus' crucifixion could not have been fulfilled. That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 6 to 8 say, "Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory. The wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood." God set predestined this mystery for our glory. Do you know why He did it? You don't? Or you don't answer? But if I tell you to explain, you'll be surprised. What is that wisdom of God? What is the hidden wisdom of God? God had hidden it since before the ages. Even the enemy devil didn't know. Nobody knew but God the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For the wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory. The wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. Nobody, not even the enemy devil knew it. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they didn't crucify the Lord, will the glory come to us, the children of God? Will we be able to have the glory of heavenly kingdom? We couldn't have this glory. It'll still belong to the enemy devil. We'd still be controlled by the devil. So they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. So this was the way of the cross was the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age had understood. Not only people, but also the devil and Satan, that are spiritual beings, didn't understand this hidden wisdom for salvation of mankind. The devil and Satan expected that if they had destroyed Jesus, they would have triumphed forever, so that they moved the hearts of the wicked people and let them crucify sinless Jesus. The law of the spiritual realm says that the wages of sin is death. So a sinless person has no relation to the penalty of death. Unlike Satan and the devil had expected, they did not triumph when Jesus was crucified, but instead, they had to set free the people who would accept Jesus Christ as the Savior, as the children of God. Because they violated the spiritual law, directly they violated. Thus, we were released from the slavery of the devil and became the children of God and gained the heavenly citizenship with which we would live in heaven forever and ever. Because Adam violated the spiritual law, his authority went over to the enemy devil. Now, so the enemy devil has the authority to rule over this world. So in his calculation, in his thought, he thought he would have the authority forever and ever. So with that plan, he crucified Jesus. But It was to directly violate the spiritual law. So because of this, because we accept Jesus Christ, the enemy, we were released from the childhood. Enemy devil had to release us from their authority to God. So we now gain the glory of God. Now we became citizens of heavenly kingdom. If the devil had known the mystery of the cross, it would not have called in its own defeat by crucifying Jesus. This mysterious way of the cross had been kept in perfect secret and later fulfilled by the wisdom, strength, and authority of God. That's why this providence of the cross is called a mystery. This is the mystery hidden since before the time began. And how amazing this mystery is. This is amazing wisdom of God. Nobody could have understood. When God was explaining to me about this message of the cross, why he had to be conceived by the Holy Spirit and why he must not be a descendant of Adam, and when he was explaining to me these things, I couldn't handle my overwhelming inspiration. I have never heard such a thing. And when God was first explaining to me all this, I was in ecstasy. All cells of my body, my whole body was with God's inspiration. I couldn't bear. My whole body was like exploding. I was in like in ecstasy. I'm sure you also had this kind of feeling, this kind of rapture when you first listen to this message. And this message is being preached to so many souls and they are awakening. This message is awakening so many people, and I couldn't imagine at that time that this would happen in the future. I was so happy, but I couldn't imagine such a thing. These messages are awakening so many pastors and so many souls all around the world, and these messages are guiding them to the way of salvation. I believe that not only you here in attendance, but also so many brothers and sisters in Christ attending this service all over the world have already learned the message of the cross at the Crusades on GCN TV or through the book, The Message of the Cross. If a person knows the top secret in his organization, it means that he has special privilege and is in deep love of that organization. In what a great love do you live that you have known mysteries and knowledge of the kingdom of God. But if you fail to realize the love of God embedded in the cross, or if you don't have love, even if you have known the mystery of the cross, you cannot spread the good news of the cross to as many souls as are dying. Even though you know this great secret of God, you still stand against God. God is telling you to live in light, but you still live in darkness, some of you. Even after knowing this amazing and mysterious secret of God, even if they have this gift of this ability to prophesy, you may be able to spread the knowledge of the cross with your lips, but it is not easy to evangelize without love. If you dwell in light, you love the souls and you try to lead these souls to way of salvation. But if you don't have, if you have loved God and if you love church, you will distribute these Mami newsletters. If you have time, and you will try to do, you will try to preach the gospel, and you will pray, and you will be faithful to the church. If you don't do those things, even if you are in the world, you will do something for God. Even if you are not a believer, the world of people, they do something. They gather up mutual fund and somebody cheats others and they fight against each other and so on. Once also, my wife also, she was in that kind of group. And then, if they have time, what do? They just play cards or Korean cards. They do gambling, and they have some kind of not serious way to play. And if there are people who really want to take others' money, so without love, it's not easy to preach the gospel. If you love God, you will pray, you will preach the gospel, and you will try to distribute even one more newsletter to your neighbors. And you will not waste your time like the worldly people. You will not spend meaningless time. No matter what great love and mysterious secret you have known, it is nothing if you do not spread it with love. Next, all knowledge does not refer to the knowledge of the world, but of the truth. The Cambridge Advanced Learner's Dictionary refers to knowledge as the understanding of or information about a subject which has been obtained by experience or study, and which is either in a person's mind or possessed by people generally. In short, knowledge can be defined as understanding of what is obtained by experience or study. So some people, they study so much and study about it in depth. The knowledge of the truth in the Lord refers to the knowledge of God, namely the knowledge of the words of God recorded in 66 books of the Bible. You have heard so many words of God, and you have learned the deep knowledge through the revelations of God. But if you have all knowledge but do not have love, you are nothing. Dear brothers and sisters, most of people learn the morals and love since the time of a toddler, in kindergarten and in school. So how much knowledge on morals and love they have stored. But not all who have been educated are virtuous or merciful. On the contrary, some who are well educated and have much knowledge through the study show immoral behaviors. Some church workers have been assigned many tasks because they have much knowledge through the messages preached and been deemed to be competent and smart, but sometimes they leave the church abandoning their faith in God. What is the reason? Even though they have stored much knowledge in their brains, they do not have the true love for God in their heart and the souls. They know that they should love God and the brothers and sisters, but since they have no love within them, they abandon God, the church, and brothers and sisters in faith. On the contrary, even if you have little knowledge and have to be refined in many aspects of your life, if you have the love for God and the souls, your heart will not change in any circumstances. The grace of our Father God and the love of our Lord are so great in saving you that you will endeavor to dwell in the grace and love of the Lord whenever you meet with trials and difficulties. Even if something worldly breaks into your mind, you will turn back from the way and return to the Lord because you feel the greater love of God than any other thing in the world. Then you will try to give thanks to the person who guided you to the Lord and to everyone who has prayed and cared for you, and further, to pay back the grace of love to them. Sometimes I receive letters from other countries. Many people want to meet Senior Deaconess Jung Sun Lee. They want to see, they want to meet Senior Deaconess Jung Sun Lee. Senior Deaconess? Many people, some doctors or they want to see her. When they come to Manmin Church, they really want to meet Senior Deaconess Jung Sun Lee. Why? Because they read this my testimonial memoir. They know that she guided me to the church and I finally became a servant of God. I was healed in there. So they want to they feel she is so lovely and they want to meet her. So they know the grace. Even though they have nothing to do with her, only because they know I was guided to church by her, and so they received grace. So they also love her too. They know the grace. But as God's children, and we know His love and the Lord's love, and if we forsake that love, will it make sense? It doesn't make sense, do it? Does it? Even if I have to die, even if you have to die, you shouldn't forsake God. In case of Daniel and his three friends, even if they had to be thrown into lion's den or into the fiery furnace, they didn't forsake God. Even if they had to die, they didn't betray God. They didn't forsake God. We must not forsake the truth. If we die because of the truth, we'll go to heaven. But if we betray and forsake, there's no other place but hell. Therefore, I hope that you will put aside your title or position, years of your faith, knowledge of the truth, and then examine if your heart is full of joy and love. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, people call a person a fool when he is deficient in common sense. But in our time, those people alone are not called fools. When you surrender everything you have to others rather than to gain your own benefits, you may be called fools. Those who yield all the time, they call this kind of person fool. You and I are fools, aren't we? In the sight of the world, the people, they may consider us fools. And when you patiently endure and forgive those who thrust problems on you and cause you troubles, people may call you are a fool. Then is this the life of a fool, as they say? Actually, it's the opposite in the Lord. No matter how great the strength and no matter how much knowledge they have, if they do not have joy and happiness in mutual love, they are really the fools. You have the gift of prophecy and all mysteries and all knowledge. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will completely possess and practice true love and make all the mysteries and all knowledge shine like precious stones within you. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith in life. Father, why we must have spiritual love? If without this love, we'll be just like clanging cymbal or a gong. Let us have this love. so that all our words of our lips will be gracious and seeking the life. And we'll guide souls to the way of salvation. Let us have this spiritual love. I thank you. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm explaining to you these spiritual messages. And if you have this spiritual love, then they'll be so happy. You'll be so happy. So if you have this love, you will give to God and you'll help those in need, and you'll try to give to others. Even if you have to save for yourself, you'll help the others. And when you see those who are in need, you'll want to help. It is a very happy thing to help the poor, to do charitable works. I always look for people. But then you shouldn't say, oh, I was doing a business, I went bankrupt, please help me. But you shouldn't say something like that. When I look at the person, they are faithful for God, but if they are in some kind of difficulty or if they have a sickness, I always try to find some people, so maybe one or two every week, or more than that, maybe five and six, I help some people. Then I feel so happy to help these people. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and your infirmities. And please receive the prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God, please lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all their entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the Most High power of creation. And give them spiritual and physical health. Show your work transcending time and space. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, joints and bones, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and Most High power of creation, be cleansed and be let light come. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Be cleansed. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Bless them and burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and be healthy spiritually and physically. Light come. Be cleansed. All internal diseases, all incurable diseases, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light come. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Answer to the desires of their hearts. Answer to their prayers. And protect, give them peace throughout the week. Protect them with your fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Protect and bless your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses. Father, thank you. Bless all overseas missionaries and overseas members and branch church members and protect them. Protect all the church vehicles and members' vehicles and let there be no mistake. Let them make no mistakes and no accidents. Let our elderly senior members not fall down. Even if they fall down by a mistake, Father, protect them. Let no bones be injured. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.